Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on the virtue of leniency in buying, selling. Here we explained when a person is buying, then because of his ability to buy, because of his financial power, now it doesn't mean he must be abrupt, he must be rude, and he must demand as far as the price is concerned. A very simple example is a poor lady or a poor man on the side of the road trying to make some money. He's got some fruit that he's selling. Now he knows that this person is desperate to sell that fruit. He needs that money. So what he goes and now he demands that, no, if you're selling this bunch of bananas, for example, for 10 rand, I'm only going to pay 5 rand. I'm not going to pay more than that. Now he knows that person is desperate. What we should be doing in a situation like that is give a little bit more. When the person is desperate, give a little bit more. Not that we demand the price. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that we be lenient when we are buying. We'll be lenient when we are selling. Sometimes we know we are selling, for example, a person is selling a loaf of bread. The person that is coming to buy the bread is costing 12 rands. He only got 10 rand. He take the 10 rand because we know it will cover our cost. Or even if it doesn't cover our cost, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. So if we help somebody by giving him a loaf of bread slightly cheaper, what's that? It shouldn't be such that the person is so hard and so fast that whatever his price is, he's demanding and nothing else. This is in a situation where people need the goods, need the stuff. The person has to be lenient, be kind. So one is, person is lenient when he's buying, the other is the person is lenient when he's selling. The next part we did, the person is receiving and giving, he's lenient also. Person is settling his debts and the person is requesting his accounts also to be paid, he must do it kindly. The next part of this chapter that we start is when a person is weighing and measuring, person should give more, person shouldn't give less, he shouldn't make tatfif. Tatfif means the person is snatching, he's stealing away. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, At-tatfif fi kulli shay. This tatfif, this snatching and stealing in every single thing. To such an extent that a person is taking away the rights of someone else in other matters also. Here also this is tatfif. So therefore a person must be very careful that when we weighing and measuring, we should be giving more or exact, but never ever less. Hadith is teaching us to always try and give a little bit more. The prohibition of giving less, the virtue of the creditor who grants respite to his debtor or waives a debt. One ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Person is in dire straits, person is in difficult financial position, then فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ, give him time till he is in a better condition to pay. In other words, when he is in dire condition, don't repossess that house, repossess that car, put interest clauses, penalty clauses on him to pay more. فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Now look at the banking system I explained yesterday. It goes completely against what Deen is teaching us. They make it easy for a person that can't pay. Now what it does, that loan becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. The interest and penalties increase. So now it becomes more and more harder. But Islam is saying the man that can't pay, make it easier for him. فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Here this word sadaqah means that the person now is wiping out part of the debt. It's better for you. Imagine, we had thought to make the debt less when the person can't pay. So therefore, we must always keep the Islamic principles in front of us. Now we start the actual ayat of the Quran today. قال الله تعالى وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala is well aware of the good you do. Whatever good you do, it may be little, it may be a lot, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very well aware of what you do. So don't think that it's lost. If I'm showing some kindness, I'm showing some goodness, as far as my business practice is gone, is concerned, then Allah Ta'ala won't reward me for this. Sometimes a person thinks like that. You see a person is a very, very hard business person, very shrewd business person, but yet on the other side he's giving a lot of charity. You should realize that by him improving and bringing his business practices according to Sunnah, that in itself is charity, that in itself is goodness. And that goodness, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of the kind practices that you show in your business. And sometimes it's to your own staff. Person, instead of giving outside so much of charity, what he does, he increases the salaries of his staff. Staff of mine, they are working hard. They also are battling. They also in need. Let me increase the salaries of my staff. This in itself is an act of charity. Not only giving money outside or overseas, but even to our own staff, we treat them kindly, we give them extra. Wherever we can help them, we help them. Speak with kind and good words. This is also part of charity. One more ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ In Surah Hud, Allah Ta'ala says about Shu'ayb alayhi salam, he says, O my people, weigh and measure in full with justice, and do not decrease for people their things. In other words, when you're giving, then weigh and measure in full with justice. Do it justly. Don't give anything less. Do not decrease for people their things. In other words, be very careful of what you're giving. This, unfortunately, is something that in our business practices we are losing. Every person is thinking, how I can make, how I can make. We should be actually putting ourselves in the shoes of the next person. See how that person can benefit. I can also benefit and he can also benefit. And there are many ways we can do things where both parties benefit. Under this, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Damat Barakatum, in his sharah, he brings one nice incident. But he says sometimes what happens is the person that has got money, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, but he is delaying in payment. This is also something that is wrong. Or sometimes he's not deliberately delaying in payment, but his lifestyle expenses are such that if he cuts down that lifestyle of his, those holidays, those extra amounts he's spending, that money that he's spending on extra lavish things, if he cuts that down, he'll be able to pay all his creditors off. Now, what is happening is the person is maintaining that lifestyle. That person is still traveling, for example, going overseas. You find people like this going for Umrah, Nafil Hajj, etc., continuously traveling and moving for holidays, and they're not paying people. And if people ask them for the money, they say, look, we don't have the cash, we don't have the funds. But all they need to do is cut their lifestyle expenses down. So he gave a very interesting incident. There was a person by the name of Nawab Qutbuddin Sahib. Many of us may have heard there's a sharaf, Mishkat Sharif, Mazahiri Haq. So he's the author of that. So he was a student of Shah Abdul Haq Dehlawi, Rahmatullah Ali, and Shah Muhammad Ishaq, Rahmatullah Ali. Two very, very great personalities. So on one occasion, he had given a dawat to Shah Muhammad Ishaq and Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahib. Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahib was a pious person also. He was from the grandparent side of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. He had invited him, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahib, and his ustad also, who? Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, to come for a dawat. Now he was a Nawab. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him in those days, and even now too, you'll find the Nawab, the high ranking people, when they have a dawat, and it is with a lot of shan and ban, it's with a lot of pomp, a lot of style they have it. So you must know the expenditure also is high. So when this Mufti Muzaffar Hussain Sahib, he's got this dawat, he refused, politely he refused. He said, I'm not attending. So his Nawab Sahib was a bit upset, that how come he's not accepting my dawat? He goes to the Ustad, Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib, and tells him that, look, he's not accepting my dawat, speak to him. So Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib called him up and said, what's happening to you? Is your taqwa gone to such a level that a pious person is calling you also for a dawat and you're not accepting it? She said, you see, Hazrat, I know that his Nawab Sahib is in debts. He's owing people. He's owing people money. And now when he's going to have this dawat of his, he's going to have it the style of a Nawab. Even though he may cut it down slightly, but still a Nawab is having a dawat at the style of a Nawab. And now what's going to happen is that extra money that's supposed to be going to the creditors, the extra money that he's supposed to be paying, that money we will be eating up. So I'm not comfortable going for the dawat. Look at these pious people, how they think. For us, any dawat we get, we go. Whether it's intermingling, whether it's mix, whether there's photography, whether there's mixing, that doesn't make a difference to us. Sometimes there's music there also in the background, with this new type of anashid. But look at this pious person, how he's thinking. He says, I'm going to be eating some money off some creditor by me going and eating there, therefore I refuse. And Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib heard this. He said, your explanation is correct. And now I also won't go to that dawat. So look at these pious people. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq. Sometimes we spend so much money, we're not thinking that we're owing people money. Let me pay that person first, rather than enjoying myself on things that are lavish. So this also falls upon good business practices. If Allah has given us the money to pay today, we pay it today. We don't wait for month end. We don't wait for 90 days and 120 days. We pay it as soon as we can. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.